The Sentai Review, Episode 54, Denzaman Mecha.
Welcome back to the Wednesday Sentai. It is time for another robot. So, I'm Rolling Bush, Reploid Bill. Let's go around the chairs.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
And Nick the Lone Paladin. Holy fragging crap.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
What the
Man-sized sword action.
That's not what I'm looking at. What the fuck is wrong with his face?
This...
It's 1980.
This is the 1980 Denshi Sentai Denzaman.
Denzaman!
Wow. That would explain the D on his chest. I figured that's just because that's what he wanted.
He wanted the D?
No. He is the D that you give to people.
Shane, I guess I found something you want.
This emblem on his belt-looking thing is kind of neat.
It's kind of computer-ish.
It's like a Rubik's Cube at the top. A very poorly done Rubik's Cube.
Next! It didn't get better.
The sword is the only thing that looks good on this.
No, yeah, the sword is awkward now.
It looks like a sword, though.
Oh, because it looks like a banana that got pulled
open. It's
and
the
then
banana
the sword.
I am starting to not like this a lot.
The helmet head.
This dude is very,
derp.
Very blocky compared to the last dude that was nice and rounded.
And sleek.
And, yeah,
this dude's like,
sleek.
Beep, boop, you know robot, beep.
Sex robot, sex robot.
No.
No.
It's not cool
not,
enough.
The not
same,
even,
it's
no.
The same costume.
No,
they
not.
They literally took cardboard and painted on it.
Not even sex robot
it
wants a piece
like
of this D.
Next. Doing.
Oh, CG.
No, oh, God, that makes it look even worse.
It looks more solid, though.
No, I mean the sword.
Oh.
It's like a drooping banana now. Look at it.
Yeah, I was about
the
to
sword's
say,
drooping.
The sword looks a little bit better because he looks more rounded.
I want to draw a face on the sword. Like at the end of Roger Rabbit, when they go to have the sword fight with Judge Doom,
and
he pulls out the sword, and all of a sudden it's like, we make wits cry.
That
sword.
Oh, like the smooth blue sword?
Yes, I want to draw a face
Frank,
on the sword.
I just want to
draw
like
Sinatra
a...
Sword.
Sword,
the Frank Sinatra sword.
A friend of mine,
awesome.
A friend of mine actually sent me an Imgur post. I had a bunch of people that did like little gifts. And they drew, like, these weird little happy faces, like, cheered and stuff on, like, all these things that should never have faces. I feel like that should be on that sword. Just be, like, sitting there and be like, yay!
I'm not sure how many people actually met Reno, but I still have a cigarette at work that Reno was going to smoke, but he drew a face on the cigarette and he couldn't smoke it. He took like this. He took
Seth,
a permanent marker.
Seth, I now know how we can quit smoking.
Dude,
yeah,
no, it was
shit.
It was hysterical.
Actually,
drew,
wait, no, because I'll be that evil, vindictive bastard.
He drew
that
this little
it.
Surprisey screaming face, and then drew little hands. So it looked like the cigarette was like no.
Actually, I would still smoke that because then as it's burning,
it burns.
And then
my head's on fire.
He said he couldn't smoke it because it looked too scared.
Wow. Terrified cigarette is terrified.
Next. He's got a big giant mace and a sucker ring. A giant sucker ring.
God damn it, Denzaman.
And it shows it, I guess, transforming up there on the top. I guess.
And then right down here, you can see that he, like, draws a circle with the sword, and then like I think he like then he cuts through it.
Didn't some other Zord do that too?
Yeah, but it looked better.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this guy got the Gundam hammer without the rockets, and a Sukkarang and a banana sword.
This guy is
and the symbol
bad.
Of the Atom on both of his knees.
Yeah.
With a big D on his chest.
And weird computer hexagram thing on his belt.
Next.
That dude's face. He's like, oh, Breeze! So Breeze, happy. Will you buy this? My children
so
and they need the food!
The shit-looking Zord.
No, I'm pretty sure that guy's trying to sell it. He's like, Breeze, my children have not eaten in the months.
yeah, for an obvious reason.
I think I know what this is from.
A very shitty show.
Well, I was going to say, I think this image might... I don't know if this is true or not, but I think this image was from the Japanese version of the Legendary War. It's like the guy selling off these figures that were from the old Robo that he used to be part of the team from.
So, like, this dude was one of the actors that was in...
If that dude was one of the old Rangers, he fell on some very hard times.
Yeah.
But that's if...
Well,
this
is
right.
1980. It's not like our show, where our show was in the early 90s, and you have people like... Like, Jason David Frank is in his 40s. Like, when you meet him in person, you can see that age is finally starting to hit him.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not there
no, no,
yet,
no, no,
but...
no. I wasn't meaning that. I'm just saying, after he got done with the Ranger thing and went on through life, he fell on some hard times if he's peddling... That.
Yeah, it's
kind of AIDS was not coming into factor.
He's selling the merch.
He's scraping the barrel.
Yeah, if he's like hawking the merch from the actual like team he was a part of.
That nobody wants anything of. Because if you, dude, look at his face. He's like,
that'd be like
there is slight desperation.
Standing on a corner selling Superman shirts.
Next.
Oh, some
that's a neat diagram.
Again.
No, I'm not really digging this one. It's not like the other one we saw.
Yeah.
But still, it's some info. So
it's got computer screens in its foot.
And it's got some kind of vehicle in its foot.
No, that's just treads. That way you can skate up to its enemy. It's Skaterbot 1.0. Alpha Edition.
That doesn't make
Next.
It
Oh, yeah. I forgot their helmets looked all freaky and stuff because they looked like robots.
I guess if I'm looking at, if this is what he becomes, like if that transforms into him, then maybe I understand where the blockiness is coming from.
Because it's trying to be a transformer?
It doesn't
well,
look
all
right,
of them
though.
Are transformers.
No,
to be
I mean,
fair.
Like,
it doesn't quite look right, though.
Transformer.
Yeah, Scotty kind of has a point.
It goes from a shuttlecraft to a weird plane thing to a robot.
Yeah, that doesn't
with
quite
a banana
make
sword.
Sense.
Why not?
Where's the D?
Those look like those are part of his feet right there. That looks like his arms.
Yeah, it's a
possibility. It looks like
it's
the
on the
it looks like
the
chest
this,
piece actually folds out.
I wouldn't be surprised
which is
if
why
this
there's
thing,
a split between the D.
I think this thing breaks into pieces along with that and they go together. I would have to see it to be sure, but it wouldn't surprise me for a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
Next.
More
CG. Nice. Next.
And
oh, well, no, okay.
Yeah,
well, there's
no,
but
that's...
the but see the other part is not there. The other thing we were talking about, it's not there.
Weird shuttlecraft.
There's just that thing.
Yeah.
So this is the huge, I guess, mother ship thing that carries the fortress.
That doesn't look
and who
that
the hell's
huge.
Just parked in the road like, "Hey, look at this."
With how close it is to the ground compared to those tiny vehicles, that thing doesn't look that huge.
It's probably the team.
It looks like a bus.
It's probably the team driving away or driving towards a destination or something.
But
next.
Yeah, the little shuttle thing looks like a bus.
We're back.
This
yeah,
thing
you see
gets
it up there
a one.
Transforming? I told you. That's the shuttlecraft right there. I went back to that picture with all the stuff on it. Yeah.
But yeah.
Told you, that weird shuttle becomes him.
This thing gets a one.
Oh, yeah, right. Hold on, derp moment. Calculator.
Because...
Okay.
It looks derpy. It's got a banana sword and a sucker ring. It gets a one.
And a dysfunctional Gundam hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To the point of where you shouldn't even bother, you know, mentioning it ever again. The faux hammer.
Okay, so to go from the last one we reviewed to this... Yeah, they've kind of
they dropped
up.
The ball.
Yeah, they kind of fucked up hardcore. They literally took something that looked kind of cool and went back to like homemade, like poor as shit robot costume where they like.
I wonder if the mistake was adding the Transformer idea. The first one obviously did not transform into anything. It was what it was.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's a matter of, like, the transformation is what screwed it up. I think it's just, like, overall design. Because, again, like, the picture that we're looking at is the one where it's got all the different pictures of what's going on. But you could clearly tell that the dude in the suit is literally wearing cardboard because the legs are not only not connected, but they clearly look like they're about to go off the hinges. Like, his torso...
Well, I understand
like
that, but what
his chest is about to fall off his fucking stomach.
Right, but what I'm getting at is part of what led to this was that you have to be able to believe that that shuttle in a toy and the real life transforms into him. So when you buy the toy as the shuttle, just like a Transformer, you have to bend it around and move it. Like, that starts to happen with some of these other Zords. Remember in Zeo, where every single one of them was like a shape... And then the shapes went together to form feet and belts and chests. And
yeah.
I hated the way that thing looked, but it looked that way because they had to find a way to put them together because that's the gimmick.
That's true.
I think starting the Transform gimmick here killed this guy. They weren't ready for it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Again, I think it's just a matter of, like, we've seen it before and it's looked amazing, like, the entire thing worked. This just looks like they literally just slapped some shit together and Jenga puzzled it, and like you just move that one piece and all of a sudden the whole robo crumbles. Like,
do you want to know what my question is?
There's nothing to it. If this dude gets hit once, he's fucked.
Do you want to know what my question is? I want to know whose bright idea it was to fire the creative director that made the last robot and hired this guy. Because they fucked up.
That's kind of legitimate.
Yeah.
I think that's a legitimate question. And if it's the same guy, what kind of drugs did he fucking trip balls on, and where can we get some?
I'm kind of digging Leo Pardon more than this guy.
Yeah, so am I. I'm giving this dude a 1.5.
Oh, that's generous.
Yeah, I know. I'm being kind because he at least kind of has a Gundam hammer.
You look like you're mauling this over.
I'm kind of mulling over because this is the second official Sentai Robo. So I'm going to be a little kind, like Seth, 1.5.
Apparently I'm the hater of the group, and I'm okay with this. You don't bastardize one of my favorite forms of weapons and make it into a fucking banana. You don't do it. Where you at,
you know
Bill?
Why? You know why? What'd you give it?
I gave it a 1.
Know why you did that? Because it's taboo! I'm sorry. That fucking sword. I'm serious. Draw a face on that sword, I'm telling you. Right out of Roger Rabbit. Hey, you got a terrible pun the first time.
I did. But that's my shtick, all right? I'm the terrible pun guy.
So does the bill have a score?
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of sitting, I'm with Nick on this. I think he's a 1.
Haters unite!
I can't generous this guy because I'm still thinking in terms of, like, all of the Zords.
1.25.
This guy just rocked it. Like, hardcore, this guy is the
winner.
Rocked
it to the abyss?
And you know what's sad is we rounded out, if I remember correctly, for Leo Pardon, we went to, like, the third decimal place. For, like, a total score just in case of ties and shit. So far, we haven't had to deal with a tiebreaker.
What's Leo
Pardon? That's
kind of
true.
I think it was, like, 2.36 or something like that.
Yeah, it was, like, a 2.56 or something like that, and we rounded up to, like, a 2.56 or whatever it was.
Yes, he's the he was the first, the Spider-Man robot, and we were confused that he had like a leopard head on his back. It's like a weird, it like juts out of his back. It's a leopard head.
It literally looks like
that. Actually, sounds kind of cool.
It looks like...
Sounds, okay. Just like you know when the, you see it.
Sounds and C's are two different things, I understand that. That's why I said that sounds kind of cool.
Yes.
You remember the, like, Thundercat headquarter from the 80s cartoon? Like, just that white thing sitting there, like, the arms out, like, looking like a sphinx kind of thing?
Oh, you mean the one that's, like, jutting out of the mountainside thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it looks like that hovering through the air... And then all of a sudden it turns into, like, the robo.
Yes.
With the head on the back.
Yeah, with the head still on the back. It doesn't disappear or nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that cool anymore.
No. It wasn't that cool.
Like when you say, like, leopard head chilling out on the back thing, I'm thinking, like, you know, shit, I don't even know how to actually put that now. I can see it in my head. It's like, that actually doesn't sound bad.
Don't worry.
It might not be bad. But the way you put it, no, that sounds bad.
Don't worry. When we go out to smoke, I'll let you watch some videos.
Oh, it's kind of like, it's like, it could be bad, but it's like somebody accidentally put their, you know, chest plate on wrong or something like that. They had it on backwards, so like the emblem's facing the other way. He's like, eh, fuck it.
Well, I was talking with one of the guys in the comments, and he asked if it was any possibility that we would actually cover the Kamen Rider costumes. And I told him we haven't decided how to do it yet because you're talking mass. Like, the way we do these episodes, if we're talking one at a time, you're talking like 40-something episodes. So we're still trying to figure out how we're going to handle it. But this dude was cool enough. He sent me a list of every Kamen Rider and... The alternate forms in each series for what I'd have to find if we decided to do it. Like,
hey,
this dude listed all of it out for us.
You know what that sounds like to me, Bill? It sounds like 40 episodes we don't have to come up for a fucking idea.
No, it's
so,
kind of
honestly,
true.
Yes. Thank you, that guy.
And it sounds
because
like
now
dude,
I don't have to do sounds, actual work.
It sounds like that dude is coming along with winning a contest for a free DVD release.
We are still. This
if
is.
We do it.
It's a very difficult thing. Right now, the first thing we're doing is we're trying to get the DVD set. We've got to make a copy of the DVDs. So that we know how many DVDs would run for like the entire season. And what our idea here is that if the DVDs work out, we're going to make a case. We're going to make the actual covers for the case and art and everything. And I'll write a small article thing for the inside of the case. And we're probably going to try to ship out like 3 or 5 of these to winners that are in the comments and whatnot like that. Just for the sake of doing it to say, thank you, this show actually worked.
I say we do 5, and then like 3 months later, we release a 6th.
And we're hoping to create...
Yeah, actually, no, yeah, I like that.
No, I get you. And,
and the 6th one will be signed.
Fuck
we're
yeah.
also
and
debating...
And it'll have the unofficial.
We're also debating to add like special features to it, like episodes that are not going to go online, like if you win this... you'll be the first one to see it, and it probably won't go online for like 4 or 5 months. So it would be like something that you won, that you got to see first. It's still up in the air. Right now, step one is to make the DVDs to see what we're messing with here, because that's a lot of episodes. It's a lot of time and a lot of space, and I don't know if this could turn out to be like a friggin' 7-disc set or something, so we've got to see what we're dealing with.
Five.
Or we could... see if we can do it on Blu-ray.
Once we figure out how this is going to work, we'll get this figured out. We just got to see how it's going to work. If we make the DVD and it's manageable and we can do this, we're going to work on the case and everything and get these things ready for like a contest thing. But as for right now, this is just an idea.
Right now, I went out and spent like $150 on props.
And we still got them.
Sitting around.
And we're still debating, like, we have an idea for, like,
props.
The front cover.
Yeah,
the front cover of the DVD case.
Yeah,
the front cover of the DVD case is, like, each of us, we're going to do, like, a group photo with all of us standing there. And we'll kind of have our arms like this, and we'll each have a weapon in our arms like this so that we can Photoshop helmets into the curve of our arms so each one of us can be from, like, one of the different Sentais that we've done. And we thought about Shane, like, looking at the barrel of a gun. Like, and he's going to be holding the black Jetman helmet because of that picture.
Can I break somebody's neck in the photo?
Whose?
I don't know. Somebody.
Like,
maybe yours.
I might be down for it.
And then on the back, we thought about doing, like, collage of images where, like, each of us hold, like, our favorite Ranger that we've done throughout the series and things like that. Mine was the Green for years and 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 years. But as I went back to the series.
And years?
Yes. As I went back to the series and I've been watching both the Sentai and the Power Rangers. I'm all the way up in Power Rangers to the, like, last disc of Galaxy, Lost Galaxy. So I'm moving along, but it's taking time. My favorite now of everything I've ever seen is easily the gold from Zeo. He's friggin' awesome.
Yeah,
that was
Pharaoh
Ranger, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I also think he's referred to as the King Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got the scepter thing and the giant pyramid, right?
And when I started watching the Sentai, the thing that really caught my attention even more, I already loved the way he looked and the idea of his power that in our series, he's perpetual energy. And he's literally so strong and does nothing but get stronger to the point where it starts killing the user. Like, the guy that was using it was an alien who was actually three different people that were formed into one body to handle the power. And then they give it to Jason.
And he's like, psh, I got this.
And his power starts phasing out. The reason Jason was able to hold the power at the start was they give him the power. He immediately siphons half of it, and uses that energy to create new Zords. That's how broke he was.
So Jason was learning how Tommy felt when he was losing the Green Ranger powers.
But Jason wasn't losing powers.
Yeah.
He was literally getting so strong because it's perpetual energy.
But the whole draining part from himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, he got so strong that the power started phasing out because his body couldn't keep up with it. And then they told him, they were like, Jason, you're dying. Like, we have to get this power away from you, and we have to do it soon. We have to get the three guys back. And when I seen him in the Sentai, he fights like Bruce Lee. Every fight is like a Bruce Lee tribute. Like, he even does the thing where he actually steps in like this and then brims the bridge of the nose where the costume would have been.
So he was the Lee Ranger.
Yeah, he was like a Bruce Lee Ranger, and that I was so into that. I was like, this guy is the best guy ever.
No wonder why people call him the King Ranger.
So he's my favorite now.
Here's my dumb question.
It's hard for me to pick, but yeah, I did always like the gold. The gold always did, like, he was always awesome. But at the same time, after going through the suits and crap, not gonna lie, the Red Ranger from the Train Rangers is kind of
that
up
dude
there
is epic
with his train armor.
Don't care anymore.
And his rail gun.
Yep.
And what you thinking about?
He also has a rail sword.
He's thinking about justice and stuff.
No, he's thinking about concession bot.
That too. He's thinking about giving the justice to the concession bot.
Kind of like how Nick's favorite is the Happy Mask Salesman Pirate Ranger.
Definitely.
That was the weird silver one that I was like, that looks stupid.
That was the silver one that you thought was amazing, and then I showed you the picture, and you just...
Yeah, because his battle form sucked.
Yes, his battle form.
Like, he was cool until he went battle form. I was like, this guy sucks.
He's disappointment!
Disappointed!
I had a question, and I got to remember what it was now. Oh, yeah. So you're... Because you refreshed my memory. Jason siphoned half his power to create new Zords.
Yes.
Why the fuck didn't he just keep doing that?
Good question. Reason? Terrible writing.
Because honestly, if it's like, I possess the powers of a god, but it's killing me. The only way I can hold this is to make more Zords. Well, fuck, let's make more broken Zords. Bam!
Well,
oh man, there, I'm back to half power. I can keep this up for a couple more months and do it again!
In the American series, they claim that the Zeo Crystal is perpetual energy. Never runs out. Just gets more and more and more and more and more and more and more all the time. So what they did was they took the Zeo Crystal at the destruction of the original coins, and they used that energy to form the Zeo Rangers, the Zeo Zords, repower the morphing grid. They rebuilt everything.
Yeah.
Now, by the movie, you'll notice that in the Turbo movie, which is a terrible movie, but it's just for reference, they don't morph. The whole movie, they don't morph. And they're kind of hinting that something's wrong with their powers.
Well, what was the Australian chick's name again? Cat or something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
God, I'm actually proud of myself for remembering that. She starts to morph, and then she hits water, and it shorts her out.
Yes. The fan theory behind that is that just like the gold, their energy does the same thing. They're not as powerful as him, but they're the same kind of energy. They just get stronger and stronger and stronger. It's possible that the reason Zordon made new Ranger powers, because they didn't need them. The Zeos were working. You've seen her transform. Even if it messed up, you've seen that it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, why make new powers? Because I think that it was killing all of them.
That's a possibility.
So you figure, like, with that kind of power, if the gold was able to do what you just said, and you just asked that question, why didn't the gold just simply do what you said?
By the way, Bill,
that was
grandma
mine.
Called.
Oh, I'll get to her.
Yo, Nana called you, buddy.
She knows I film at this time. Sometimes she's
That's
still called.
That's why
call,
she
though.
Called.
But yeah, like,
are you still talking about them power witches?
Are yeah, you still well, talking about them? Our
it is
them
it is weird.
Power guys with the Rangers,
and those park Rangers.
You know what I would have done
with the powers?
I would have siphoned the energy down to where I needed it. Put it all into a rail gun and fired it right at the space palace.
I've been like, wait, those are the guys that's pissing us off, right?
Yep.
I got this. What you gonna do? Wouldn't you like to know? Pew! The hell was that? That was a pinky bitch beam. I fired exactly one half of my power out of it. Wait for it. Doom! Oh, he is supernova. Pimp.
Or if nothing else, they advanced their powers by siphoning part of the morphin grid originally to create the Thunder Megazords.
Shit, he could have just kept dumping it back into the freaking morphin grid.
What about some friggin' Thunder Zeos? And while you're at it, why don't you go get that dagger, call that damn thing back from the ocean, and let's see the Thunder Dragon Zord all
No, 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 they go and get Zed's Zord and power that bitch up.
In fact,
that thing might actually be able to, I don't know, fly somewhere.
In my RP that I was running online, me and Spencer, like the only two people that are still playing, but we got to a point where we did create a type of hybrid. We have like the red thunder
dragon.
Yeah, the thunder Tyrannosaurus thing that was the red dragon.
Yeah.
In our series.
The red Shenron Zord.
Well, that, we turned it into a Thunder Zord by combining it with the gold energy, and it became this gold-plated giant Shenlong.
Damn.
So it became Koryu.
It's friggin' sweet.
Yay! I have a Zord now.
Shut up, Seth. Nobody likes you.
Oh, wait. That's something for something else.
Yep.
Did you ever have a favorite? Like, what did you end up picking? I picked gold.
I said I
You were debating.
Yeah,
and you said
like,
maybe the red from...
Well, okay.
The red from
green,
the train was awesome.
Yeah. Green
because
I've
he gave
liked.
No fucks.
Gold I've always liked. The red from the train became, like, my favorite for, like, personality. But again, it's one of those things where it's kind of hard to pick because, you know, like I said, the most I grew up with was from... Our Mighty Morphin, I think I made it to space and started falling out, and I don't remember a good chunk of it in between, like, from Zeo on, you know what I mean? So it's
You're lucky.
Like,
I started falling out at the end of Zeo, so I think I watched one or two episodes of space and was done.
I made it to the end of Zeo, and they started the Turbo. And
oh,
I
wait,
think
no,
I
Turbo
made it,
was after that.
I made it, like, 10 episodes in, and it was just killing me. Like, I was like... Either I've grown up, or this is terrible. Like, one of the two things is going on here. It's time for me to step away.
It was probably a combination
of
the
two. I was about
to
say, it's
no,
both.
It was terrible. Because yeah. Now that I have all of it, and I've been sitting watching it, when me and Michelle sat down, we made it through all of it easily. Like, this is pretty good. I could see where it's cheesy, and I could see where it works. Then we got to Zio, and by the end of the first disc, we were like, this is fucking killing me. This
oh,
is
for
awful.
Zio or Turbo?
Turbo. Sorry. He's,
I was about
yeah,
to
it
be
was,
like,
dude, it was Turbo. Oh my god, dude, Turbo is awful. It's yeah. so
I,
bad.
I was all right, kind of with the movie. I was like, well, this isn't terrible.
When
and then I think I watched
movie,
a couple episodes of Turbo. Then I was like,
it.
No,
like,
I'm done.
Like I think it was like I started falling into like Beetleborgs type of shit because I think that was running around the same time,
Big
and I was watching it more
Beetle
than I was watching
Borgs.
Rangers. Yeah,
hey, no.
Actually, wasn't that about the same times as the Mystic Knights of whatever the shit it was?
Tyranog or whatever.
I think that
Tyranog
was about the same time when Turbo came out.
Something.
I think I started watching that show because it was like, oh, sweet. People with mystical, you know, weapon-y power stuff. Let's watch a little bit of this.
I think that was
And
also,
I was like, yeah, I'm done with this too.
If my memory serves me right, I think that was also around the same time that they were actually like starting to do like Toonami as like an after-school thing. So they were trying
and
to
And I
show
switched
off,
over
like,
to Toonami.
Yeah, so I'd switch over to Toonami for a little bit and flip back and forth because I think there were like a couple shows on Toonami that I wasn't really like big into. So I'd switch back and forth between that and like whatever the fuck was on like Fox Kids at the time.
I thought it was awesome that they had Robotech on Toonami.
Yeah, it
was a lot
pretty
of people
good.
Don't remember that.
It
and I
like,
thought it was awesome.
It was like Robotech, Dragon Ball Z, and Sailor Moon, and something else.
They occasionally had the Dragon Ball.
No, Dragon Ball didn't release on Toonami till almost all of Dragon Ball Z had run its course.
Yeah,
Dragon Ball
was on Fox
Boo Saga.
I know they were trying to throw Gundam in
when
there.
You were,
from time
when you
to
were
time.
First watching.
Oh, wait. I think it was the Tenchi series that they were showing.
Yeah, it was
too.
Tenchi Muyo.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes.
Which I happened to, before I even saw it on Toonami, I actually had seen it straight from Japan, but in English, because my cousin Tim used to actually have a buddy of his send him anime from over there that had been English dubbed, but had not been censored. So, like, Tenchi Muyo, there's a lot of nudity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of nudity.
You say English dubbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the censor, like that.
Like they had taken out all the censorship stuff.
Wasn't that part of the first set that they made?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I got that.
This was like mid-90s-ish.
Because I remember...
Pioneer.
See,
this
was
like,
back when I was a wee lad. And, seeing... oh, God, what the hell's her name?
Ryoko?
Yeah, Ryoko's boobs for the first time was like, whoa, boobs!
Yay, boobles!
Like, the first...
that show
animes,
was just fucking awesome.
The first animes we could easily buy were from Suncoast here in our area. And
Suncoast,
that was back when we still had a Suncoast.
For me, it was Sam Goody.
So.
What?
There was a Sam Goody here. It was Pekin Mall.
Yeah, there was a Sam Goody in the Pekin Mall.
Oh, because
I
was saying,
did all my stuff over at the Northwoods Mall, and I'd pick up stuff from Suncoast.
I was only like 12 or 13 when the Suncoast was open, and I was able to buy animes. It was that early for me, so... Like, how old were you when you really started jumping into the anime thing? For me, it might have been a little different because of the way my uncle would bring home weird stuff. Like, he gave me 4 Dragon Ball Z mangas, still in original chapter comic book form.
I think
when I was like 10.
When I first bought like a DVD of anime was when they were first doing the English dub single DVD things of the Ginyu Saga.
DVDs?
Yeah.
Oh, you got in late.
Wow, yeah,
I was still on
late.
VHS, because I remember Trigon released...
Oh, I had some VHS stuff. But...
Trigon released, but there were no DVDs. Trigon was at Suncoast for like $290-something dollars for the VHS sets.
Yeah, I can believe that.
It took me a while to get the VHS sets, though, so...
The DVD sets were about the same, too, when they first dropped.
Yeah, because
I was
were...
like, oh, man, Trigun's DVD box set, hell yeah, let's do this. And I picked it up. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, but the tapes were really interesting back then because the way they would get you to buy it is the ends made up parts of a picture, and the set was this big giant, like basically like an actual picture.
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of like the Orange Box collection.
In fact, yeah, the Orange Box collection for the DVDs of Dragon Ball Z, if you take all the covers off and throw them away, it's the Eternal Dragon spread out across the spines, and it says Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen that often anymore because of the way that, like, now, especially like Blu-rays,
book.
Blu-rays, is they're small.
Yeah.
I think the spines of the Blu-ray Dragon Ball Z kind of connects.
They're
still smaller than them, though.
Yeah, they're still no.
They're really thin.
No, I don't think they connect because I'm looking at one right now and it's literally just says Dragon Ball Z in black. Then there's some squares and then in blue it says Season 2. And there's no picture on it at all.
There you go. Some weak sauce.
Yep. Yeah, it's just
how the mighty marketing has fallen.
Still not as bad as that picture I showed from work.
Well, I was about to say, now that we're in the digital age, like more and more people.
No, not the spine. Not the spine, the front.
Oh, yeah, but that would be the kind of nightmare.
Yeah, it would be,
nine
it
seasons like this. Like, where would you even put that?
Yeah, but it's one big art thing that shows all the characters and stuff, but
yeah, now that we're living in the digital age, shit, nobody really cares about doing anything like that. That's why that marketing went away.
It's kind of true.
Well, at least they know, you know, what they're marketing when they do it instead of, you know, screwing up terribly.
God damn like it, that we're picture. Already 35 minutes into an episode that ended like 15 ago. What the
No, that's the point of this show. We talked about it in the first one.
Yeah.
We're going to do the episode, because the episode now is only going to take like 10 or 11 minutes.
If that.
Yeah, true.
I should probably go on about my favorite Ranger.
Yeah, you still never even picked one. That's why we keep running in circles.
I don't know who to fucking pick. So I'll just say, we'll pick the gold one, too. Yeah,
okay.
I did like the gold one, and I really liked the green one, and I didn't have problems with the white one. I'm still going to go with my new favorite, which is the Red Train Ranger, because he thinks about justice and stuff, and it's awesome.
For me, it's not exactly a ranger. It's multiple rangers. It's Tommy Oliver.
Oh, he just copped out hardcore.
Yeah,
that was a cop-out.
But aside from that, I would have to go with the Red Space Ranger.
I've noticed he has a huge following. Like, when you go online to a lot of those, like I'm in a lot of those ranger groups where they just talk rangers and whatnot, and every time there's a name your favorite, man, they will flood with that Red Space Ranger. Like, he has a lot of support. I wonder if it's because he got the first Battleizer and he was kind of a solo ranger and...
Because he lost his sister when they were young and...
Well, no, he's a solo ranger because of the Silver.
Yeah,
because he was teamed with the Silver Ranger doing operations for Zordon in the galactic sense. Like, he was out actually fighting the evil empire by himself with one partner, and then the Silver nearly gets killed, so he's put into like a containment thing,
a cryo freeze,
so that maybe someday he could be revived.
And
yes,
didn't he kind of like revive automatically at one point or something like that?
No, the stasis pod gets damaged and starts leaking, and since he's waking up anyway, they're looking for a way to reseal it or something like that, and then he just wakes up and walks onto the bridge while they're sitting there discussing how to save him.
Why didn't they?
But then his powers were messed up because he would like morph, and his powers randomly shut down.
Hmm.
So, and then... Then,
they could have sealed it back up with some bubble gum.
Then they did something dumb, and yes, it's dumb... They had him. They had
Did
him
you just
climb up a
mic?
Mountain.
Yes,
he climbed.
Sealed it with bubble gum.
He climbed. He climbed all the way up the mountain. When he got up to the mountain,
yeah, I know.
He puts his hand up and flips his cell phone open, and a lightning bolt strikes him, and that somehow fixes his powers.
So he became Thor.
It was dumb. Like
thunder,
it was dumb.
Thunder. Thunder Ranger. Hopes. Dead.
Dead.
Hold on, we didn't do the right.
By the
Not
way,
do that again, are you?
By the way, anyone who is wearing headphones in this episode. We are terribly sorry for Seth's jackassery.
I'm not, because my head hurts. Because I keep doing this.
Stop that! You're going to break our new mics!
I bought the fucking mic! What
this
are you,
is kinda
and
true.
There's another one sitting right over there! I bought two mics, and the motherfuckers didn't come with cords!
Yeah, it was awesome.
Pissed that, me off! $60 a mic!
Seth!
No cords!
Seth, we're just merely being treated like the rest of the world when it comes to video game consoles.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
you go and buy a video game console in, like, Japan.
You get the console.
Your ass better be picking up that power cord on your way out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you ain't playing shit when you get home.
And you best make sure that you
buy
a
controller.
Oh, wait,
you mean the new 3DSs?
No, that's
yeah,
the way
like
the entire
world
is.
Like,
and it has been forever. We're the only country that it comes with the power cord.
When I released the video complaining about it, I had a lot of guys from, like, Canada and whatnot that were writing into me.
It must be nice to get that shit all with it all together.
No, they didn't sound all cynical and
douchey.
No, I
know.
But a lot of them would write me in, and they'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, honestly, count your blessings that it took this long, because literally over here, since I was, like, 14 years old, I can't remember ever buying a system that came with power. Like, you always have to buy the system and then the power cords. And what pisses me off about that is if the power cords were universal, like, I could use the same plug on my radio on my PlayStation 2 and on my PlayStation 3.
And your 4.
But then, all of a sudden, they changed it to where it becomes that diamond and loop, not the two loops.
Yeah.
So it changed everything, and now I have to buy a specific.
Yeah.
Diamond and loop.
It's more like a hump.
A D loop?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the little circle. And my radio and my PlayStation 2 and my PlayStation 3 just had the two circles.
You could just use a TV cord for it, though.
Maybe you can. I don't know what TV cord you have. Mine looks like a computer cord.
You know, you could get lucky a few times.
Oh, yeah,
and find,
you do have that. See, I've
got
a
some
Philips
like
an
off-brand that connects a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah. See, that's what I mean. Like, if the cords were universal, I wouldn't see an issue with it, but they're not. And a lot of these companies now, did you know that if you buy a Game Boy, read your warranty carefully.
If you use, say, a GameStop charger on it, your warranty's void.
Yes,
done.
Automatically.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? Nintendo doesn't make...
Nintendo doesn't make chargers anymore.
Yep.
Also, unfortunately...
Oh,
if
and
you,
you
go
can't
to try
trade
to
in your DS
without
a charger.
Yep.
So the only thing you could do to somewhat get away from this if you want to keep your warranty is buy a DS, then buy an alternate cable, put that with your DS, sell that DS to buy the new 3DS so that you can keep the original power cord that's made by Nintendo. Now you have a warranty.
Unless Nintendo themselves have their own.
Oh, they
don't.
Do. No, they do. You just have to order it. Through them.
Through
yeah, it's like directly through their website. You can't, there's no convenient way to get it. So that also.
Except to go
that
to
also,
eBay where some asshole's going to gouge you because he's already.
No, that screws, you even more, though, yeah. Because what really screws you is now you're looking at a system where you buy that and you have to buy the power cord, and most of us would like to, I don't know, buy
play
a DS
system.
And play it. But no, you have to buy the DS, then go online to buy the power cord. Wait a week or a business week, which is even worse.
Yeah.
So that the power cord can reach
unless
a business
you
week
pay,
is about 2 weeks.
Unless you want to pay the extra $60 or something for FedEx to get it to you later on tomorrow. Hold this. Holding.
But we are at the end of this episode because we're nearing our 43-minute mark. So
good, because I need to leak and get up a smoke break.
And my legs are hurting.
Been needing to piss since
on
like
the
20-minute mark. That's why I stopped and looked up at the time like, oh crap, I've been holding this piss for about 20 minutes now.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.